February blog post. New series, Your Next Move, Living Under the Influence of Love. As a realtor, I'm often asked to tell people what they need to do in order to prepare their home to sell. Mostly, they want to know how much they need to change and spend in order to get the most money for their home in the current market. As a baby boomer and blogger on aging and living optimally in the second half, through my platform Gracing Agefully, I'm getting these calls more frequently from my peers to perform that aforementioned task. In most, or at least many cases, they're not ready to move, but they're thinking about it. They want to get a jump on things they'll need to do so when the time comes, they'll be ready. I'm finding, putting my realtor hat back on, these people typically have a dilemma. One, they don't have a clear idea where they're going or where they can go. And two, they never want to waste my time. As grateful as I am for their respect for my time and understanding, I'm not getting paid unless I list and sell their home, I'm challenged to persuade them that I want to help them now. I'm passionate about learning how others are navigating in this space. It's self-serving to some degree, as I'm there too, and the territory is uncharted. I'm more than willing to devote my time to helping them figure things out without pay as I'm conducting research. I believe and hope we'll forge a relationship of trust that in the end will convert if and when it is time for them to sell. Whatever happens, I'm willing to take the risk up front. With this mission in mind, and as my calendar fills with more of these potential clients, I'm creating something I'm calling Your Next Move. Remember, I too am in the precarious limbo of the second half of life, living in the same house for 20 plus years and not knowing exactly when or where we go from here. I see Your Next Move as a program for people to start assessing where they are now, what they have now, and evaluating their current life. Before deciding where to go, they'll be guided to clarify why they want or need to move and when they want or need to move. Eventually, there may be a how, as many baby boomers are experimenting with alternative lifestyles. For example, the nomads. Some are trying it out. Some have committed indefinitely as they travel the country and the world. Many of my peers are moving to be near their children and grandchildren, and others are creating group cooperative living situations. The options are unlimited, and I'm sure there are many that haven't been tried yet. The important thing to keep in mind is you have time to be strategic and make sure your next move is intentional and allows you to thrive. I will start with a series I'm calling LUI, or Living Under the Influence of Love. February is the love month, so no better time to begin a series about falling in love with your life. Part one will be Fall in Love with Your Home. I'm putting my realtor hat on once again and urging you to do what I do when I list a home to sell. I fall in love with the homes I sell. It inspires me to write and create marketing materials that tell the whole story of the home inside and outside the four walls. I want you to meet your home again as if for the first time. I want you to recall what attracted you to it in the first place. Sounds like marriage counseling, I know, and in a way it is. Spend time in all the spaces. Think about rearranging rooms, renovating, redecorating, buying a new piece of furniture, or get rid of something that doesn't spark joy, as Marie Kondo would suggest. That's just a tease for what's to come. I hope you'll follow me on Facebook, in my Facebook group, on Instagram, or LinkedIn as well. I'll be posting bite-sized bits of this program on social media. I encourage you to share your thoughts as well. I'm excited. I know this is the beginning of what's been brewing with the marriage of my real estate business and Gracing Agefully. Stay tuned. There's more to come. P.S. This isn't just for baby boomers or baby bloomers. This is Gracing Agefully.